feel like this is viable most. And supports the coronavirus pandemic, which has caused more than 2.8 million infections worldwide. Johns Hopkins University puts the mounting COVID-19 death toll at 198,000. Cases here in the United States over 905,000, with just under 52,000 lives lost, the most anywhere. Still, some American states, including Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma, have begun a partial reopening of their economies. The state of Alaska says restaurants, retail, and other businesses will be permitted to open their doors with limits in place. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is allowing some outdoor recreational activities to resume, but she's extended her stay-at-home order through the middle of May. There is no easing of restrictions in Massachusetts, which has become a COVID-19 hotspot, with cases climbing toward 51,000, third highest in the country, with more than 2,500 deaths. New York yesterday put its daily loss of lives at 422, the fewest since early March. But the total numbers in New York have been breathtaking, more than 271,000 cases and over 21,000 lives lost. Elsewhere in the world, India has announced a relaxation of a shutdown which affects 1.3 billion people. India has had 24,000 virus infections with 780 reported deaths. Neighborhood shops are being reopened, but the easing of movement does not apply to hundreds of quarantined Indian towns and other areas hit hardest by the outbreak. Sri Lanka is tightening its lockdown, trying to juggle public health against the well-being of its economy. France says it will end its nationwide lockdown on May 11th, just shy of 2 months after it began. Parents can choose whether or not to send their children back to school. Spain, with 22,500 coronavirus deaths, the most in Europe, is allowing some outdoor activities beginning this weekend. Belgium has given hospitals the go-ahead to perform non-COVID-related care as of May 4th. This is VOA News.